For our devotional today, this is the time of the year whenever a lot of people make New Year's resolutions. And before New Year's Day, after New Year's Day, people make resolutions. I was looking it up the other day and even heard some on the news about it. And some of them that you know are probably resolutions almost every year. We'll get to probably the most well-known one here in just a minute. But the other day I looked it up and they said a lot of Americans are going to try to save more money in 2026. Well, that's a great thing to think about. Maybe not spending as much, trying to save more. Of course, every year people say, I'm going to give up some kind of bad habit. You know, we have that going on every year. And so that's always a good thing. And of course, people want to lose a few pounds. Diet and exercise, all right, that's the key to losing a few pounds, whether it's a few or whether it's a lot. It's really no secret. Better diet and more exercise will usually do it for most people. The other day, whenever I was watching the news and they were talking about people making these resolutions, and it included diet and exercise, the person that was doing the report on the news said, and even some people are giving gym memberships as gifts to other people. Now, my first thought was, I don't know exactly what kind of message that sends to the person that you're giving the gift to. I'll let you decide that. I'm not exactly sure that it conveys the most positive message that the person maybe giving it would like. I'll let you figure that out. But losing a few pounds, that's a lot more difficult for a lot of people than it sounds. You know, because it requires discipline, it requires commitment. You have to be disciplined and you have to be committed. And let's be honest, that's a tough thing for a lot of people. What do we have to be disciplined to do? We have to be disciplined to say no in the idea of diet. We have to be disciplined to say no to those things that are unhealthy. There's a couple of you in here, and I talk to you sometimes about what you eat, and you're very regimented. You're very disciplined about what you eat. And that's what is required. If someone wants to be healthier, they want to lose a few pounds or just be stronger or whatever it is physically, it requires the discipline to say no to things that are not good to be put in our bodies and to say yes to those things that are healthy. And also, it requires commitment to stay physically active. I mean, it requires commitment. You don't just accidentally walk every day. You don't just accidentally exercise every day or every few days. It's something that you have to be committed to do. So I think we would all agree those two things, discipline and commitment, are required if we're going to be physically healthier, if we're going to be stronger, if we're going to lose a few pounds, stay more active, more mobile, whatever it may be. So also, in a spiritual sense, it requires discipline and it requires commitment to stay spiritually healthy. Just like we think about putting the right things into our bodies, for us to stay spiritually healthy, we have to put the right things into our minds. The Bible talks about putting the right things into our hearts. Now, there's a lot to be said about putting the right things into our bodies, but just remember something that Jesus said about putting the right things into our minds or into our hearts. Jesus said this in Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4. Man shall not live by bread alone, but what? By every word that comes from the mouth of God. So what we need to remember is that it's a great resolution. It's a noble thing to say, I want to be physically healthier in the new year. It's a more noble thing to say, I want to be spiritually healthier in the new year. Where do we start with that? Well, we start with, just like our physical bodies, about putting the right things into our minds and into our hearts. Jesus said, man cannot live by bread alone, and not really live. But you also have to live on what proceeds from the mouth of God or from the Word of God. So how does that work exactly? Well, I think it works this way. I think we would all agree that whatever we put into something, whatever it is what we're going to get out of it. If we put effort into our work, whenever you were working and in your working days, you got good results out of it. If you put effort into raising your children the right way, then you got good results from it. If we put effort into spiritual health, in other words, taking into ourselves, into our minds and in our hearts, the Word of God, that's the way we can grow spiritually. So Jesus said, man doesn't live by bread alone, but every word that comes from the mouth of God. And then James says this. You know what James says in James 1:22? Be doers of the Word and not just hearers only. So how do those two things go together as far as spiritual health? Well, just like physical health, put the right things into your body and then exercise, live it out. You'll be spiritually healthier, maybe even lose a few pounds, stay more mobile, more active, whatever it is. It works the same way spiritually. We put the right things into our heart, the Word of God. We put the right things into our mind, the Word of God. And then we exercise what we've learned. In other words, we live out what God has taught us. So it requires discipline and commitment to be physically healthy and to be spiritually healthy. It's also no accident whenever someone reads God's Word regularly. It's also no accident whenever someone lives out the Word of God regularly. We have to be committed and stay committed to those things. So I don't know whether you've made any New Year's resolutions. I haven't really done that ever in my life that I can remember, but we can all resolve every day. In other words, make a decision, make a commitment. I'm going to put God's Word into my heart. I'm going to put God's Word into my mind and then live it out. James says, don't just be hearers. Don't just be learners of the Word, but be doers of God's Word. That's important for us. Let's resolve to do that today and every day in the new year. Let's pray.